Good morning, everyone. It is Jennifer, and I attempted to have on. Hopefully, you can at least hear it a little bit. I was rocking out over here. Some cool, amazing men playing that music. And Stand By Me, I love that song. I hope you like it, too. I'm so excited to be here today. It is Free Friday, y'all. Free Fridays, so we get to chat and hang out and discuss and, you know, just settle into our Friday and our weekend and just enjoy today. I love that song, and I'm going to say, tell you why, because I believe that without one another, we are screwed. We really are. What do we have when we don't have one another? Friendships and truly to stand by one another, and just absolutely love that song. So I'm so excited to be here today to talk to all of you. And again, those that are wanting to just sit here and chill with me, I don't have a co-host, so it's just me. I don't know if you just want to hear me talking the whole time. I don't want to hear me talking the whole time. So I would love to have, if you want to push one, there's some women on right now. If you want to push one and you want to chill with me and you're open to just kind of talking for the next half an hour and being a part of the conversation, you can push one. If not, that's totally fine. But we are going to be, well, first of all, how has everybody's week gone? I hope it's gone well. I hope that you're feeling uplifted today. One of the things that I've started doing, hello, everyone that's joining right now. Hello, hello, hello. One of the things I've started doing, well, I do it on and off, but this week I've really had to do it. I've had to really shift into a higher gear because I was just feeling kind of heavier thoughts and stuff. And every time I wake up in the morning now, right when I know that I'm somewhat awake, I am in gratitude. And I've talked about this a lot, but I will tell you what, it really shifts my day. It helps so much. I don't feel wonderful when I wake up in the morning, even through the gratitude, but I will tell you, gets me out of bed, it gets me going, and it helps me to have this hopeful feeling for the rest of my day, knowing that things will get accomplished, that all is well, and I think that that is really a powerful thing for us all. So today, and again, those that are joining, just know you can just chill with me today. Push one, I don't have a co-host, so we're going to be hanging out. Oh, hello. Who is this? Somebody push one. Do you know? Hello, who's this?
This is Theresa.
Hey, baby, what's up?
I'll talk to you.
Hello, hello. Are you going to chill out with me and talk about the subject?
Sure,
or
yeah.
You have something to share?
Sure, I have something to share. Just about the gratitude thing, that this week has been better because I've been focusing on that similar thing and just really focusing on the gratitude prayer with my Ho'oponopono prayer this week.
Oh.
Every time I like think about that I'm not where I want to be with my body, I just like, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you, you know, give it some love. love on my tummy, you know.
Oh.
I have some judgment there, so I'm just loving it this week. Even where I am, so it's been really helping with my attitude, definitely. So
I love that. You know, I never can say that right after all this time of hearing about it and using it a little bit lately too. So you've been feeling a difference as you just do that. Are you doing it a lot throughout the day or what are you doing?
I have been doing it a lot because I've been feeling like I've been in the funk and depressed. And so I'm like, I don't know why that I remembered it, but I'm just like, I'm just going to do that. And so, yeah, even when I'm just sitting around or whatever, I'll just be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. No, it's amazing what those words can do. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about today.
You can
is
come up.
How to
you can come up.
How to shift your brain. How we really can change. Because I don't know about you, but there has been a lot of, I don't know, throughout my life, it's like, can I change? Am I always going to be like this? Are these cycles going to continue? I mean, what's going on here, right? I'm 41. It's like, is it going to keep happening? What's going on? And so, but I wanted to really talk. This is my goal today. This is my goal on this show. So for those that are listening now, those that are going to pop on, those that are listening to the recording, I want the power, the energy, the essence of change overtake this call. Like literally that we know without a doubt when we leave this call that we can change. And I think we all get that we can change to some level, but this is going to be like our pump up half an hour where we know without a doubt that we can change. And today we can just be on fire if we want to be, or if we're not on fire, that we know that it's just sitting there waiting for us and we can tap in even to this call if we want. So, I know, and I love that you just started out. I mean, didn't even mean to start out with gratitude, but here we are talking about gratitude, because really gratitude does. And if we keep shifting our brains into like stepping into gratitude, holy cow, right? What starts happening? So,
when you say that, I think, you know, how much evidence can our brain find that we've changed over the years?
I love that.
Brain really, so, because I'm just thinking, well, hello. Like, I am so not the person I was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. My essence is still who I am, but so much I do differently.
Maybe that would be a good thing to do. That would be actually a really cool ending, the last 10 minutes or however many minutes we have. Wouldn't it be cool for us to actually just, like, sit and really see what changes we've had over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, like really identify what some of those changes have been. That'd be really cool, wouldn't it?
That would be really cool.
Yeah. And then even write them down. So, yeah, I love that. So, okay. I am going to start with a story, and you guys have already heard this story, but I'm going to share the story again, because it is really, I believe the power of change. I also believe that our faith in the power of some higher being or something that is beyond us. And I call it God, that God has the power to change through us working, obviously, and us making conscious choices and desires that we have in our hearts. And this story that I have, it couples this actual brain that we're going to be talking about, how to change your brain, but also how to implement the faith piece too, so it actually can even happen faster. So, and Theresa, just so you know, if you have, like, you can put on mute. I'm not going to put you on mute, so I'm going to leave you on, but if you do have stuff to do or whatever, just know that you can mute you, and then just unmute whenever you want to share or whatever. Just, you're fine with the background. There's no background noise right now. I just wanted you to know that I'm not muting you, girl, so you're on.
Okay, awesome. I will mute.
Cool.
So there's not background
awesome.
Noise.
So this, and again, you've heard this story, but I'm going to share it again in this context of change. So again, I went on a mission. I was called to Romania. Now I'm going to tell you, I learned languages. I in high school, I actually was a pretty smart girl growing up. I was in a private school until 7th grade, and I learned German. They were owned the private school in Las Vegas. And so I actually learned German for, I don't even remember, it was like since 1st grade to 6th grade or something, so 5-6 years. And I loved German. I can't remember anything except to count to 10 in German now. But I got straight A's in school. I got honor roll stuff, little, you know, all these different things. I was a good student and really sharp. And then my sister died, and we moved to Fallbrook, and I kind of lost it, started doing drugs and alcohol, and you know, had a 0.8 my freshman year. But I did take French. I took Spanish in high school. I don't remember anything from French class. But the deal is I started thinking I was stupid. I really started thinking I was stupid. I had a belief. I was actually called Kelly Bundy. I've shared that with you guys. I used to be called that because I would, well, I'm sure it was just a lot of things that played in, that factored into that. And so there was this girl that I knew I was, but then I started living a different lifestyle, and that's what people tagged me as, was this kind of stupid, you know, I was responsible at home, but I was not very smart. I wasn't getting good grades. And so when I was called to Romania, I thought, okay, I can do this. But it back in my mind, I was like, holy crap. Like, I really had the belief, like, I don't know how I'm going to learn Romanian. I have no idea. And so when I got into the MTC, it's a mission training center. They have you go in for 2 months, and really you're learning the language. You're learning spiritual stuff too, of course. And it was actually one of my favorite places in the world. It was like, it was just heaven to me. To be able to just study about God for 2 months was amazing. But you also learn Romanian. To the point where I could not retain what was being said. I remember, I mean, everybody in my class was like, getting it and just basic stuff. And I just sat there and it wouldn't go into my brain. It's like my old belief of you're stupid, you're Kelly Bundy. I could not retain it. And there was a point where I stood up. I got so pissed, so mad inside. And so I can't, the frustration I had was just amazing. Probably one of the most frustrating times I've ever had in my life. And I had my two companions, which you're supposed to stay together. And I just got up and went to the bathroom and they came with me and I was so mad that they had to come with me because I just wanted to just vent. I was so pissed because I could feel this belief, this habitual thinking that I had taken on in myself from other people saying it, from things that had gone on. And there was such a mecca of just crazy beliefs going on in there, right? Neural pathways, these huge highways of things that were going on in my brain. And I could feel that something was going on in my brain. I knew that physically there was something going on with my brain. I was very aware of that. And so I, you know, as I kind of just took a breath, went back in and just finished my, I don't remember, I think it was like the first month, the second month, you know, whatever, learned a little bit. But when I got to Romania, I remember getting off the plane and somebody speaking Romanian. I'm like, what did they just say? Like, I don't even have a clue what they just said. And this is a story I've shared before, but about 3 months in, I was so frustrated. And for me, as you can tell, communication is very important. If I can't talk, I die. Like, I feel like death. I feel depressed. I get very sad. And so for me, communication was huge. I wasn't able to communicate with the Romanian people. And I was in love with them. I felt, because it's a gift of mine to see people's hearts right away. I don't even have to hear anything they say. I can feel their hearts. So I was wanting to share with them what I was seeing in them and all this stuff, and I couldn't. And so it was about 3 months into my mission. I was sitting at one of the women's in her little kitchen, and I was sitting there. And again, I know I've shared this, but I sat there, and I just felt this very salt guy, I felt angels around us. And I wanted to share with her what I was seeing in her and my love of God and all these things. And I couldn't, it wouldn't come out. And I just, you know, I just said a little prayer, but I just sat there and just, and again, in that frustrated space. And all of a sudden within like seconds, I spoke Romanian. I totally, fully spoke Romanian. And it was amazing. Now, again, I had been working my butt off for 5 months to get to the, and I, like I said, it was like, it wasn't happening. I was saying little things here and there. I was working, I was studying every day. I would try to talk to people, try to listen. I was listening. But in that moment I spoke Romanian, and it wasn't perfect, but it was fluent. I could say what I wanted to say. And so for me personally, I have a huge belief that our brains can change. I know without a doubt that our brains can change. And I know also that our brains can change even faster desire, this deep, great desire. Now, if we don't have the desire, it makes it a little bit harder, first of all, to even do the actions, the physical actions that it takes to change our brain. But couple that desire and just keep feeding that desire. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. And that desire, and bam, you will have the changes you want. I've had them happen now since then a lot in my life. Huge changes, things that I never thought would happen. And that's what we can talk about the last few minutes of this. And again, if anybody wants to share, but I want to talk for a second. Well, you know, I'm just trying to think. I have a few different things I want to talk about. If anybody wants to share, even Theresa, if you have any thoughts on that after that story or what's coming to your mind about that, go for it. Or if anybody else, just push one. Again, I wanted to make this discussion. I want us to share. I was going to share the story and a couple other pieces of why, I mean, really, this is the reality. I mean, this has been changed. Now, let me think. It's been, it's probably been 17, 18 years. I can't tell you exactly since they shifted scientists and they proved that you actually can change. They used to think that the brain stopped forming after a period of time in childhood. That was what was scientifically proven, that you could not change the brain, that it was then basically, it was stagnant. I don't know the word. There's actually a word for it, and I can't tell you what it is right now. But it stopped. It stopped changing. And so what you were is what they believed you would be forever. Now, they've learned, and again, like I said, between 16 and 18 years, maybe around there, have we known now that the brain, it's plastic, meaning it can actually, it's malleable. It changes now. We know that it changes now. And I love that science is actually, you know, telling us that we can change. Because I think inside we all know that we can. We have this innate knowing in our beings that we can change. And our brains are this amazing mechanism to be able to change. And so one of the things that I worked with a few different people, and one of the things in the program that we do is a belief statement, and we do actually tap right into 3 months of changing our brain, changing the habits in our brain. And so really quick, I'm just going to give you a really super simple example of this. Okay, so say you have the belief, for instance, for me, I'm stupid, okay? I mean, that was a very real belief for me. And I am just, the last couple of years, really getting over that, and it doesn't feed things as much anymore. It's still there every once in a while. But that belief, for me, was a highway. So we have these neural pathways. Just think of them as these little pathways, right, in our brains. Now, they are physically there in our brains. This belief has a pathway. Now, if you keep feeding that belief, keep believing that belief, keep saying those things in your mind, people keep, you know, as you attract that, you're pushing that out, they're saying that to you. These pathways, actually, now you create two pathways, three pathways, four pathways with that same belief. Now you've created a highway. The highway is what creates a habit. Now, a habit is something that you do without thinking much. It now just happens. You don't even do anything, and that thing just happens. You just create this habit. So for me, with the I am stupid, when we used the law of attraction, I was literally attracting experiences that were creating this belief of I am stupid. Now, until I knew that because again, my desire, like for instance, with the language thing, my desire was greater than my belief, this habit. I realized that that wasn't true after I started growing this desire. My desire to speak with the Romani people was greater than anything else in my life at that point. I didn't care or cared, but I didn't even understand what was going on then with my brain and how that belief of I am stupid was affecting me. Now, as I've learned and been educated, I get what it was doing, and I still do. And because of that consciousness, I actually can change it. I've been able to change it and be very conscious in the choices I make with what I think. But so again, that now this is the deal. The I am stupid, that pathway, that neural, that highway that I've had is now atrophied. They show it in the brain how this actually atrophies these pathways, these thoughts. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we think about this. Our brains are capable of so much. And so I am stupid. It's not a habit anymore. It's really gone. What have I replaced it with? I'm wise. I'm smart. I am capable. These are the kind of words that I've replaced over the years with that. So I want to actually just talk to you. Well, that's what I wanted to mainly talk about, was that we really have the power to change our brains. And this is the deal. See, this is like, we deal with addiction, my husband and I. We are, you guys know, those that know me, that I work in the 12 steps. And one of the things that's really difficult for both my husband and I, because we know that our brains can change, because we know that our hearts can change through faith, we know that we can actually change through words and through all these different avenues to be able to change our brains. We know that the addictions can change too, that we can become new people. We do not have to be an addict forever. We really believe in that, 100% of us. And so to me, that is something that is, it's really empowered both Brian and I. For me personally, as his wife, mean the addiction that he had to sex and porn for those 8 years before we were married, and as he stepped into 12 steps, as we've worked on our brains and worked on these patterns, the hope that I have, knowing that he can really change, knowing that as a wife is huge for me, huge for me. And I have a belief in that. Him knowing that he can change, he holds to that because his desire is so great inside to have a healthy relationship with me, to have a healthy intimacy, you know, to be intimate with me in different ways, to really be able to connect at a deeper level with me and with others around him. The desire for that, as it grows, his ability to change those thoughts and change that addiction is empowered. And he's been doing it. I mean, I'm watching him do this. It's taking some time because the more we work on it, right? But Theresa, did you have something to share with that? Any of that?
Yeah, I love that stuff because I've seen so much power in changing those pathways and stuff. But what I love about thinking about what you're talking about with pornography, even the emotion, that can create those pathways even harder into your into your brain. And so you, when you move, remove the emotional attachment to that belief, I've seen so much healing. Like, even with porn, like believing that this shameful, horrible thing, what if you just take out the shame and think, I'm just a human being and I'm awesome. What, you know, whatever I'm experiencing, I'm awesome. And then when you do experience, it doesn't have the same emotional attachment. And it's easier to not fall back into it. So it's amazing that those, I don't know, I think emotions are amplifiers of beliefs.
I totally, and I like that you said that. If there's anything else you want to share about that, like, for instance, how would you in that, so you're saying in that situation, or not just even using porn, but say, for instance, just I am stupid. If the emotion, what emotion would be attached to that? How would you distinguish that? Do you know? Or have you done that in your life? How you've distinguished?
Because
I agree with you. I love that. Reframe the question. I love it. So, for instance, what if I am stupid? So, I am stupid actually evokes emotion of right away it can be depression. Like, I am stupid shuts me down. My emotion can be, or if I'm feeling a little bit depressed, I can actually, I would just go right into I am stupid. I am a failure. I can't do this, right? Because I'm not smart. For you, what have you done to balance those emotions? Like, what have you done? I've done certain things, but I'm curious what you've done with those emotions to be able to shift
I've done a lot of writing where you create a new story so that you can go back to new stories and create a new story like that, and see a beautiful picture of your brain proving all the times you were smart. Sometimes even in that memory of I'm stupid, you have so many evidence, like Google. Your brain is literally Googling all the times that you felt stupid, or all the times that you prove yourself like you're stupid. But you also have a file that's I'm brilliant, I'm smart. And so you plug into that, okay, Google, you know, brain, Google, I am smart. And sit there and write, or just be in the motion of all the times you felt smart, like all the times you did really stand up and read a poem and your teacher said you were awesome. Because sometimes we just think that those weren't even there, but they do exist. So we just have to pull them out and build on that drive for that, because they're there. We just forget.
Well, and I love that you talked about writing, Therese, because I wanted to talk about that a little bit, and just I wanted to actually share why writing is such a powerful tool. And that's what we do in the I Love My Body Diet. We actually ask people to write these belief statements, these new beliefs, every day. There's a key to writing every day, and even every 24 hours, to actually write these things down. And so there's this one, so I just want to read this really quick about writing, because I'm just glad you brought that up. And then Joyce actually has something to share. Joyce, I'm going to pop on after I read this. I'll pop you on. When you're writing something down with a pen and paper, you're stimulating a collection of cells in the base of your brain known as the reticular activating system. The RAS is the filter for all of the information your brain needs to process, and it gives more attention to what you are currently focusing on. The physical act of writing brings information to the forefront and triggers your brain to pay close attention. So I also know, the forefront of our brain, I mean, that is where a lot of the chemicals, a lot of things are happening. There's a lot of things firing. So if we're bringing through writing this information to the forefront of our brain, we're actually having a chemical reaction also. So for instance, people that are, you know, getting these doses of different chemicals that are like, even with addiction or whatever it is, if you're writing these things down, it actually is helping to start stimulate these chemicals in a healthy way. So you're reestablishing even the chemicals. So I think that I really believe in writing things down. I'm huge on that. If people aren't liking to write things down, I think, again, it's one of those things, how serious are you about changing these emotions and beliefs? That's the question to ask. How serious are you to really change these parts of yourself?
I love the video part of the program, because even if you're not posting, if you're videoing and watching it yourself, it's another layer of simulation. Telling yourself.
That's actually another piece that talks about too, is they talk about like PowerPoint presentations and different things. But one of the things that really stands out to me when I've studied this is that what you just said is, if you are sharing a story and you're actually connecting to this sensory response inside of you, it also can like stimulate that, right? So that's why I think videos have been so powerful. Also, that's why we like to do the writing and the videos. If you notice in our program, we actually we have the writing of the workbook. So we put that at night before, the day before the exercise. And then we also have each facilitator do a video in the morning. So you're getting, we really want to hit all different aspects. So you, and so we ask people to do the same, to do a video and then to write out these belief statements. So yeah, I totally agree with you.
That's powerful.
I love that you said that. So crazy, huh? All right, Joyce. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Carissa.
How are you?
Hey. Good.
No, I was just, the first thing that I thought about, because I loved everything you're talking about, but the first thing that came to mind was this idea that that in order to change, I guess, you really, what's really important is to have open communication and an open connection between our brain and our heart, if that's making any sense.
Huge. Oh, huge.
Okay. Okay. Because in reality, I believe that our heart is our feeling brain, and it's actually, in terms of organs, is probably more powerful in many ways. It's sort of like the brain. So having that open communication, do you know what I mean? Is there anything that's, something that's going on with your heart that, you know, whether it's because you're feeling bad or, you know, something difficult happened, that you kind of shut down your heart in some way and now you don't have the full communication with your brain anymore, or vice versa? Mm. Do you know what I mean? That communication mm-hmm. needs to flow openly between both in order for us to actually, and because all of that stuff about the neural pathways and all that is completely, as far as I'm concerned, true. But the other side, the other part of it for me was this idea. And then I started to think about it, and I thought, you know, and I love my body. We do a lot of talking and God journaling and talking with our bodies. And I'm beginning to wonder if we shouldn't have an exercise where we actually talk between our brain and our heart to see if they're actually communicating well.
Well, and that might be an idea to put into the second or third month after the first month, because sometimes the first month.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm saying what it just.
Yeah,
came
no,
in, like,
I actually love. No, I love that idea because we still can shift things because we haven't. Right. We still can shift a little bit. We always can shift. We can always shift the workbook. Mm-hmm. But I actually love that idea, and I think that, I don't know if Carissa, you have something to share about that, but I think that that's so key and something I know, and this is just what I've done through the work that I've done with clients over the years and in energy work and also biofeedback, because I've also worked in the biofeedback world, and really we can track and see what's going on with people's energy. And it's really amazing because a lot of times, what happens, and this is why I'm so huge on sharing your voice, huge, because the brain and the heart will be disconnected, but the voice, that throat chakra, that area right in the middle, if that's shut down, that really mm-hmm. shuts down the connection between the heart and the brain. And to me, that's where love, like love actually flows and is allowed to be activated. As we talk about, I love talking about the love activation. But when we share a voice, when we get our voice and start clearing that voice and that throat chakra, I have seen that it allows that connection from the heart to the brain. And so really even us sharing in our videos and stuff and getting our voice to our videos is starting to connect. That's why videos are so huge in I Love My Body Diet. We're starting to really connect out of our mouths, like literally out of our mouths, letting that happen. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about that, but that's just what I've seen over the years.
No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, because
yeah,
you know, if we don't have a voice, you know, if we're not – our throat chakra, that whole area, even thyroid problems can occur because of that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
because
big time.
We're shutting down our own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that is mm-hmm. that is if you look at your brain and your heart, that is the line of communication or the chakra line as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Between
mm-hmm.
the crown
mm-hmm.
and then down into mm-hmm. the heart. So,
well, even and I'll share even on a physical plane because I did massage for years and years and worked in chiropractors. A lot of times, too, the neck. So you'll notice, like, if people have neck pain a lot or shoulder pain and they mm-hmm. have a lot of that going on, that also has to do with the voice. And that also is, and there's a flow from the heart to the brain, and that connection is also stopping. So something to be aware of if you're having a lot of neck issues, really start sharing your voice, whether it's just out loud to yourself, whatever it is, so that you can start doing that. And then if you're also doing, like we talked about with these, like, beliefs and you're writing down your beliefs, I mean, there's so many different ways, but I would say even just doing that can start opening that up. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the same subject because really, you know, again, you can do all the brain stuff, but that's what I was saying, like that desire in your heart. For me, that story with the Romanian thing, I know that that's because my heart, it like stimulated that faith, that desire in my heart is it stimulated even my brain to like actually click in. Up until that point, I didn't even have that click. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't retain the words. a different language because that belief was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, any other thoughts on that? Does anyone else want to share too? Just so you know, just push one if you want to bust in on this conversation. Hold on, baby. And two, what, like we just talked about Theresa, maybe just for a couple minutes, let's talk about that. What has changed for you in the last year, Joyce and Theresa?
Well, I just want to share, I feel like you guys are calling me out a little bit. I've had neck pain the last 2 days, and I haven't been making any videos lately.
All right, you're calling out, girl.
I'm like, man, what the heck?
That's awesome.
Seriously, my neck hurts really bad the last 2 days. So
oh,
like,
ah. Funny. That's awesome.
So, that's really funny.
Maybe
what
has changed.
That's so funny. We'll see what happens. Actually, Theresa, that'd be cool if you do a couple of videos to see if it starts shifting your neck. But what has changed for you guys? Think about the last year. What has really changed if you look back on your year? If you were to see yourself now, what specific things have changed for you? What beliefs maybe even have changed?
I think for me, one of the things is I've always been a person that, if you just go back to kind of the basics of I love my body, which is, you know, when I first signed up to do it, it was all about how I looked kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I know that's not what it is now, but that was kind of the motivator in a way. I'm a person that really hated to have my picture taken. Do you know what I mean? And the thought of doing a video thoroughly petrified me. More than petrified me, and I felt like I came up with every excuse in the world. I think, you know, oh, I'm so technologically not cool. But
I love it.
But then on the other hand, so now it's like I actually can look at myself and say that I love myself, and I can look at videos and say, oh, that's okay, and I can do a video without any makeup on, you know. I can, and I can go out of the house without makeup on. That's something that I haven't done for years. Okay.
Wow.
So I mean, I don't do it all the time, but I do it, you know, or I don't think about it. So I think that, I don't know how to explain that, but it's just, there's a level of allowance, I guess, and a level of acceptance that I didn't have before about myself. And I really believe that if we can't accept the physical part of us, we're never going to be able to accept the spiritual or the emotional or any of that part of us, you know, any of those bodies.
Huge.
I believe we have more than one body, so. There you go.
That's beautiful.
Well, I think you just made me think of, Joyce, I love what you just shared. It made me think the body as the brain and the spirit is the heart. Let's just think of it like that. It sounds like, I mean, again, you had a space or you had these avenues where it actually helped you to connect your body and your spirit in a way that maybe you hadn't before.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's almost like you gave this space, like that throat chakra. I don't know what the in between of the body and the spirit would be, but it's like that area got a voice, and so that voice was able to allow you to just be you, just be okay with you in every moment. Because I mean, I look at your videos. I mean, and you, the videos you've done, what a blessing. If we didn't have your videos, because you have given us such gifts in your videos, Joyce. Like, I mean, amazing gifts over the last month. Of sharing your feelings with us, we can see your, like, even last night that video is like, I really saw your reactions and who you are, and you were just free to be you on that video. And if I didn't have your videos, because I've never met you in person, so it's like your videos give me this, you know, this, like, if you didn't do it, and then you're just so beautiful, you're radiant on these videos, and you really are.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Well, it's just so amazing. What if you chose to give in to the fear? What would happen? The fear of not doing video. What if you didn't do video? What difference? I wonder
I would still probably be cringing at the idea of having my picture taken and sort of hiding behind my own wall. You know, those are the words that come to mind. I'm hiding behind my own wall. Now that wall is a wall of my own making. And I think that that's one of the things that is also true about doing this program and doing any kind of actually digging in and doing any work on yourself is that idea that that wall, I made that wall. No one else did that to me. No one else created it. I did. And so it actually gives me a level of new responsibility for myself.
Mm.
And new responsibility, you know, it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm the one that's responsible for this. And I think that the reason that I can do that is because I also have the support of all these other women as I do it. So, you know, the foundation was there, the support was there to allow me to do that.
And others were, and this is the one thing that I love is that it's kind of like that crazy man we see, you know, out there dancing. But if you see other people doing it, it's like if it's this big thing for us to not do when we see others doing, that's why we're doing this 1 minute, 30 days of 1 minute videos we felt to do last night as we were talking in the leadership and stuff. Because, you know, even I've stopped, there's things I've stopped doing with the videos. And I know a lot of people that have been involved in the I Love My Body diet out in public, these videos, and that's what people were seeing. And then it gave them more courage to do it too. And so just that watching other people saying, okay, well, or at first there might even be a lot of judgment. Well, what are they doing? Oh my gosh, they look so stupid. Oh, look, they're not wearing makeup. And they, you know what I mean? Who knows? Like, who knows what they're, obviously they're not used to that. Just authentic, just be you energy on a video even. So I love that. We actually have one more share and then we'll. Hello.
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. That was so good what Joyce was sharing about taking responsibility, and I just loved everything you guys have said. One the thing that I don't know if you got your email from me, Jennifer, but I sent you an email in response to your letter to your body. That was so beautiful. But, in it, you're talking about you're talking to your body and you're writing, which I think is so key and dynamic. But from doing the I Love My Body diet, I have learned to the process of having the support and the having the safety and connecting my brain to my body, my soul, my body, whatever, has opened up my heart where I've been learning in such a much bigger way to experience compassion and being in love and being able to, and practicing empathizing with other people. I had exercised and I was trying to figure out whether I really wanted to take a shower because I have a really dry body and I don't need to do it anymore. I mean, do it very much. And I was, because I have sort of an abusive and non-nutritive background or childhood, I have had a really hard time knowing what I want, knowing and having my own thoughts and what, you know, just turning to other people. So I have, to figure out what I want, I've taken to asking myself, you know, somebody asks me a question, I turn to myself and I say, Carolyn, you want, you know, and I can hear myself talk. But this particular morning, I realized I didn't know whether I wanted to go take a shower. So I turned to my body, and the thought came to me, why don't I practice this compassion, this empathy to myself, you know, like you treat a best friend. What do you want, you know? And
I love that.
It was so huge. I felt like from the bottom of my soul that my body was like yearning for that communication of that connection, empathy, and the answer was instead of yes or no, I heard, oh yes, you know, I get to feel my body want it. It was so dynamic, and I can feel from that I feel like I have this whole new vista open up before me, and I'm excited for
that.
That relationship, and And so, yeah, and I, my relationship with others have just exploded. And my relationship with money, I went over to help a friend, and she said, you know, I'm paying you, and gave me $85 to, and all of a sudden I'm an energy worker, a paid professional.
That's so awesome. Thank you, Carolyn, for sharing that. Because, I mean, it's just beautiful because these really are the changes. We are changing. And that's, and I love that you just shared that as kind of the end story, because the point is, and like Joy said, and we, it, and I think too what happens is if we don't sit and look and see what has changed, have I changed, we can be, because we're always wanting to progress and learn and grow. And if we're not step, you know, really sitting here like we're doing even right now, and I want to challenge everybody today to just sit and be still and have maybe some paper or even your phone or voice recorder, whatever you want to use, and just record what has changed in the last year for you in your life, whether you've done the program or not. See what you have done, and maybe what action did you take that brought this change? What things have you done? And just push, I can't go back into my office because my the lawnmower is out there right now, our guys, so it's so loud in my office. So just mute your phone. You can just push mute on your phone so there's no background noise. So, but anyway, I just know that, again, going back to the brain, I mean, a lot of times we stay in our brains, and I think for me personally what's helped me, because I stay sometimes in my brain, I've had migraines forever, and really I can be in my brain a lot in my thoughts. And so that's why for me the brain training and shifting my thoughts and doing the beliefs every day and writing them down has been such a powerful tool for me personally, because I'm in my thoughts anyway. Why not have them be positive? And as they are positive, it actually shifts me out of my brain into my heart. That's what I've noticed. It's this beautiful dance that we have, but it helps me to move out of my brain and start tapping into other parts of me. So I highly recommend doing something, even if it's just just pick a belief, pick a positive I am if you want to do that, and just start writing it down every day, literally. Write it down. Just wake up in the morning in a journal, have a notebook, whatever you want right there, and just write it 10 times, 10 times, and do it every single day. If you do this every single day for 3 months, you will have a habit with that new belief. And that's what they've proven, that you can actually have a habit in 3 months with this new belief. So that's what we want to do, is just have it be natural, very natural and easy to be able to have these parts of us firing out and attracting what we want in our lives. So any last thoughts that you guys have before we go, Theresa? I know you kind of started here with us. Do you have any last closing remark? Let me see if I can go back into that room. She's so loud.
Say this was weird. It was really fun. I found the mute button.
I thought
it was really
fun.
I really loved being on here with you guys. And
I love having you. Well, it's stuff that we probably already know, but doesn't it just confirm what we already know so that we can maybe act on it more today or the next week or whatever? That's what it does for
recommit.
Me. Recommitted. We're recommitted. Okay. So, and also, you guys want to do the 1 minute? I know. The 1 minute challenge for 30 days, we're doing 1 minute videos. And you're just going to share what's going on that day, maybe talk about a value, do an exercise from Nylon My Body if you have it. And then you're going to tag I Love My Body Diet. You're going to put hashtag I Love My Body Diet. The reason you do that is so it can actually, if we push on that, then we can see what people have been posting and actually check out other people's videos. And anyway, so if you're open to doing that, go for it. That's what we're doing. A few of us.
Jennifer, am I still on?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just watched a video this morning. I'd seen it before of happiness science. And they were talking about the biggest thing that helps people, can equate this to change is gratitude. But they had them write down who was the most influential, who they felt the most gratitude for in their lives, and so they wrote this paragraph, and then they were supposed to about this person, why they were so special. And then at the end, they told them to call the person and read the paragraph to them.
Oh, wow.
And at the beginning, they had a happiness survey and got their reading. And the people that had the most, were the, you know, the least happy, had the greatest effect from doing this. And it was the people that actually got a hold of the person and were able to express it to the person had the greatest amount of change.
I love
and
that.
It just changed and
thank you.
Happiness instantly.
Well, you ended with, because we were talking about gratitude when we started, and we're ending with gratitude. So keep being grateful. I love that. That's cool. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. We are going to be seeing you on Monday. And that's it. Have an awesome weekend. Love yourself. Love your body.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
You too.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.